just a very quick point to add on the regeneration sustainability thing. I don't know if you're aware, Nottingham Regeneration Limited have commissioned consultants to look at the future regeneration of this area, including the Victoria Leisure Centre. They are due to report in May. If the Labour Group have their way, they will have decided on March the 18th to have closed this centre and will have begun decommissioning before the report commissioned by Nottingham Regeneration Limited has even been published. Are they trying to hustle us or not?
Someone earlier spoke about when there was a discussion about putting, well, there was a move to put a new, brand new leisure centre on the Forest, and there were discussions around what would happen to Victoria Centre at that stage. Now, at that stage, those houses that the gentleman actually referred to was an old person's complex that was still in use. It wasn't a very popular old person complex, and I actually, at that particular stage, said that the best place for a state-of-the-art leisure centre within the east of the city was actually on this site. The reason being that it was close to the city centre and it would be popular, and it would actually compete with the David Lloyds of this world and the Home Places of this world, because people working in the city centre could use it, as well as local people could use it. In terms of the sustainability of the area, there has been a lot of work going on along the East Side Corridor, some of it which I agree with and some of which I don't. I have been concerned for some time about the number of tall blocks that are being built along the very edge of the city centre, and actually keeping the St Anne's and Stenton communities out of the city centre. You know, it seems to be a barrier there. But there is an opportunity within this regeneration of Stenton Market in this area to actually look at what this centre should be doing as well as part of that. And we should be doing that, we should be taking that opportunity, I agree we shouldn't be making a decision about this centre so we know what is going to be done in a local context. And that's the big issue I've got against the different to the City Council overall.
Can we take some more questions from the floor, please? Children travelling.
In the context of the Sustainable Communities Agenda, I just to refer to that question, I fully agree that you need to find a balance of resources at a local level that can be sustainable on a future basis. Now, when we spoke earlier, I think it's also important to recognise that there has been a substantial investment in local facilities within the area, and I mentioned the Wildcats Arena, the Brendan Lawrence Sports Centre, further across the Elliot Durham Sports Hall, and the proposals for the Academy. Now, in relation to all of those new buildings, in addition to them meeting many local needs, they can also be designed to make sure that they're much more efficient and effective in ways in which they use energy and natural resources. So that's part of a broader agenda. And it's those local facilities that can also be made available to make local provision during the school holidays. And we certainly operate very extensive school holiday programs to encourage young people to take place in sport and activity. Now, I think people need to recognise that there are changing trends, and people choose to do other things. You know, if you look, you know, for example, if you look at the number of kids who are now involved in indoor sports activities, now involved in skating, for example, who weren't involved before, there are changing tastes, and we need to accommodate those changing tastes. And across the city, and it's a difficult job for councillors to take a view on the number of facilities, and particularly those that are expensive to operate, like swimming pools, that can be sustained over a city of our size with the revenues that we have.
Okay, can I take questions please from the lady in the velour top at the back, and the gentleman in the blue coat at the back, and the lady with the black bobble hat, black hat at the back there. Thank you. Could you put your hands up if you're asking a question now? Thank you.
I think if I could just intervene here, there are a number of people that want to speak today. All of us feel very passionately about what we're talking about, and it's going to be very difficult for everyone's questions to be answered. All I would ask on behalf of the campaign group is that if you do ask a question, keep it short and to the point and direct it to one member of the panel so that they can answer it. Thank you ever so much. What is the question that's outstanding, please? Thank you. Which is the question that still hasn't been answered?
There was one about what do you do when the facilities are full. There was one about what do you do when your children are intimidated by going to another area, and that's already been posted on websites, like don't come here, that kind of thing.
And
it's the travelling time.
Okay, thank you. Who would you like to answer that question, madam? Michael.
Okay, if I pass the mic to Michael. Thank you.
I think in practice, it would be very unusual for the facilities to be so full that they weren't able to take additional people, particularly swimmers, during swimming sessions. Well, there are going to be times when facilities are popular, and from time to time, with a gym, there are going to be those circumstances. But ask yourself, why are they so popular? Why are they so... I walked around the centre...
Okay, can we have a bit of quiet, please, and go back to those questions? Thank you, Anne.
I'm representing some disabled people, and my question is around the Disability Discrimination Act. It's been quoted a number of times. I've asked on more than one occasion what parts of the Disability Discrimination Act are not met at the Victoria Leisure Centre, when I can access every part of it apart from the squash courts, which, to be honest, I'm not that keen on accessing. What consultation was held with disabled people regarding facilities and what they needed? Swimming is actually the only exercise I'm able to participate in, like many of my disabled friends. If this place is closed, a quarter of my income will be taken on travel. I don't have access to private transport. What investment is being made in the primary care trust and social care to replace the fact that I won't be able to access exercise and will be more dependent on social care?
Who would you like to direct this question at?
Mr. Williams, please.
As I said before, from the point of view of the City Council, making our facilities as accessible to people with disabilities is important to us, and I think we recognise that the range of disabilities can be very wide indeed. That there are a set of regulations that set out for designers and operators of buildings the sort of standards that we should be aspiring to and operating to. And we have also carried out a disability audit of the building so that we can fully appreciate all of the problems that there might need to be overcome. And the advice from that audit is that, you know, the building would need substantial amounts of money to be fully compliant with the legislation. So the judgment you have to make is about wanting to aspire to provide facilities where it's, in a sense, not necessary to make reasonable adjustments because they're designed and functional and do meet the needs of people with a range of disabilities.
Okay, thank you. If I could pass the mic over to the gentleman with the blue jacket.
Thank you. I'm not a Stenton resident, but I work in Stenton. I'm a local head teacher. Michael, you started off saying that the most responsible head teachers had organised their swimming. That must make me one of the irresponsible ones, because we haven't sorted out school swimming for next year. Nobody has. I think it might well be possible to find extra sessions, but I'm sure it's going to be quite complicated for a lot of us. But I don't think that's the point. I don't have a question, I just want to make a quick point. Most of the children in my school don't have a back garden, let alone any other decent play spaces in Snenton. That statistic about different life expectancies in different areas of the city is absolutely shocking, and in the 21st century it's absolutely disgraceful, and the city should see its prime responsibility to do everything it possibly can to address that. We know that however good the facilities are in other areas of the city, I use Portland Leisure Centre and it's had a very good makeover, but people from Snenton and St Anne's are not going to go there, especially the young children, because they can't. They can't, haven't got the cars to go, they can't afford the time of all the extra transport. So this community needs local leisure facilities. It's either here or it's somewhere else.
Thank you.
And to decide to close this facility without plans for another local facility, I think is a dereliction of the duty of local government.
Thank you. To the lady in the back.
The point was made that the consultations when you're going to close it, but nobody's actually said what you have to do to prevent it from closing. You've said all the right things, you have to go here, we have to go there. But this turnout just shows what people think about you closing the leisure centre. So what do you have to physically do, physically say, in order for you not to close it? Nobody's answered that question for a while.
Who would you like that question to?
Who?
Like Mr. Williams, I guess.
Just explain again the status that we're at. When the report went to Executive Board last month, we'd made a recommendation that Executive Board should approve the closure in principle, but have a further period to gather views and opinions from local people before making a final decision. Now, it's perfectly, you know, this is what the whole purpose of consultation is for people to express their views and opinions about, you know, whether the building should close or not, but more importantly, perhaps, what the needs of the area are into the future and how they might be best met. So I think it's up to people to put their views forward.
If I may come in here, I think the thing that's bewildering people, Michael, is that nobody from the council has said, well, if you tick the box no, then we won't shut it. There seems to be some very confusing language around consultation. Some councillors are saying it's the weight of opinion that will carry the day. Others are saying it's about the intelligence of the alternative proposals. And some people are saying, well, it's about the letters that you write. And others are saying about the consultation forms you fill in or the petitions you fill in. And I think people are very confused. They want to register their very clearly held views and they don't have the means to do so or the confidence that should they do so, they'll be listened to.
Okay, thank you. The gentleman at the front here has had his hand up most of the afternoon. If we could take a question from the lady with the pushchair as well, and then the lady in the blue coat at the back. Chris, thank you. Remember a question, please, and direct it at a member of our panel. Thank you.
Right, Michael. You said that the council is providing leisure facilities and things like that. The question is, is the council actually delivering what it's promised to supposed to be? Because sometimes it is not. I'm from Clifton, right? In Clifton, right? We didn't have a leisure centre at all. We had to fight for the leisure centre in Clifton, we did, right? So if you take this leisure centre away from these people, right, where are they going to go?
Thank you. Where are they going to go? Who's your question to?
My question is to Michael.
Mr. Williams.
Sorry. We're thinking that. Are we talking now about swimmers, essentially? Look, What I said earlier was that over the last few years there has been investment in sports facilities within this area, and I mentioned that those specific facilities, you know, the school facilities, the Brendan Lawrence Centre, and so on. Now, I recognise that it is going to be more difficult for people to access swimming facilities in the future if this facility were to close. Now, what we're trying to do is to enable a transition by offering a package of benefits so people can go and try out those other facilities.
Thank you. A question, please, from the lady with the pushchair. Question, remember, please, and direct it at one of our panel members. Thank you.
This is directed at Michael. I just want to know if the council are going to be providing funding for the transport that the schools in the area are going to need to get to the alternative swimming pools. That is, if the swimming pools do have any space for the children. My daughter goes to the Greenwood Junior School, and that's massively underfunded as it is. And for them to take much-needed funding away from the school to take them swimming, it's just not acceptable.
Can we get one more question, Michael? We'll come back to that one, please. The lady with the blue anorak holding up a piece of paper. Thank you.
I think we should congratulate Michael for coming actually facing a fairly hostile audience to start with. This is a very central place. Someone else mentioned this. Its value is because it is so central. Putting something dotted around in the middle of an area doesn't mean it's available to everybody because they can't get across an area. Transport in Nottingham goes to a central point, and this central facility is available to everyone on the spokes all the way around the wheel.
One have your question,
moved,
please.
You cannot get away. So that was really the comment. But I have a question. I wrote to the members of the executive board, and I got back an answer. And I find something about the finances very puzzling. I asked why it was that a building like this, which you can see is very sound, good brickwork, fine, plaster style.
Can we have your question, please?
Why does it apparently cost so much to run when newly built places, which have huge capital costs to pay off, apparently don't cost so much to do?
Thank you. Who's that directed at?
This is to Michael Williams. What does this mean? In regards to capital costs, all the city leisure centres have in fact a charge against them, including the Victoria Leisure Centre, relating to their value as an accountancy asset depreciation figure. Therefore, it does not automatically follow that an advantage exists between one or other facilities in terms of capital cost viability. I don't understand that.
Thank you. We'll pass it to Michael Williams. Thank you.
I think the point that that June's making is probably a rather obscure point about the council's funding, because there is a theoretical charge in relation to use of assets, which helps us to make sure that we're getting best value from the assets that we've got. So I think the point there is largely one of accountancy practice rather than one that is going to realistically affect decisions. In relation to the question of funding and school transport, this is an issue which we have faced before with other changes that we've made to swimming programmes and so on in the future. What we do is that we work with our colleagues in children's services and with the schools themselves between now and the beginning of next term, and use the combination of funding that is available to provide the assistance and to enable that pattern of access to continue. So we will continue to work with colleagues in children's services and with the schools in resolving those issues, because across the city there are many schools that are travelling to Paul's as opposed to being able to walk.
Can I just pass that over to Tony Sutton, please?
Yeah. Can I just reiterate a point that Matt made in terms of the expenditure? It seems to be that the figure of $1.3 million to refurbish this centre was plucked out of the air. And I have a lot of questions and concerns about it. For example, in the report it says that the small pool needs a hose pipe constantly running into it and to keep it topped up. That was not the case when I came on Wednesday. And I'm told by the pool staff that it is erroneous. Equally, we're told that a lot of the roofs leak and need redoing. Yet, I was told that a couple have been done in the last 2 or 3 years. So I think Matt's point that this figure of $1.3 million has been plucked out of the air is valid. And I reiterate my proposal that we should defer the closure of this centre. We should set up a joint working party with residents and the council and look at what really needs doing, cost it properly, and try to provide a sensible provision that the people here want and need.
Okay, thanks very much. I can see that we've still got people with questions, but we've also got quite a few people drifting away. If I could just say that it's really important that you voice your opinion by sending these forms into the council. Really important to get those sent in. I think what we'll do now, I can see there's a few people
Chair,
with hands still up.
If I may just add to that, it's also very important that you write letters to David Trimble at the council house to let him know of your feelings. Only about the pools, don't tell him about your relationships or family history. I don't think he'd be interested in that.
Right, thank you. What we'll do is we'll take a couple more questions, then we'll get Mr. Williams and Matt Anderson to sum up, please, and then I think we'll finish the meeting. If you feel very, very strongly after the meeting is finished that you'd still like to express questions to Mr. Williams and to Mr. Anderson, then will you be available to take those? Lovely. Thank you. So if we could please just have questions from the gentleman there and the lady there with the coat. Did you have your hand up earlier on? Lovely.
Sorry, apologies. There are a lot of people, not of hands. Yes, we'll come to you.
Okay, this question is for Michael Williams. The leader made a point earlier on about the fact that there was threats being made to young people. And I don't know if you have your head in the clouds or in the sand and you don't realise that we have a problem with gun crime. I don't know if you don't realise people are getting shot dead. It's beyond me if you don't realise the seriousness. But I would like, Mr. Williams, your response to that lady's question earlier on. The response. Well, off you go.
Thank you to Mr. Williams.
As I said before, there has been an investment in other facilities in the area, and I've mentioned Wildcats Arena, Brendan Long Sports Centre. There has been the investment in the National Ice Centre. There is the intended investment in relation to the new school. Now, that investment is providing additional facilities locally, along with the number of youth clubs that exist in that area. Can I say that I fully appreciate the point that you made, because one of the responsibilities that I have is in relation to work on community safety, and the City Council has been working over this last week in relation to the operation which has been going on. So I understand the sort of issues that there are. I think there has been work done by the Crime Disorder Partnership in relation to looking at this issue about territorialism. I think this is the issue that you're talking about in relation to young people not wishing to go from one area to another. Now, I think that the reality of that is that it's not something that can be tackled in the very short term. It's something that we need to work on. But a lot of experience elsewhere suggests that the need to bring the two communities together in various ways is the route in which we should be moving forward.
May I come in on this, please? My view on this, both as a parent and a local resident, is that the council have completely
missed this point. I don't think they've even considered it. I think anyone that lives in the area and uses the pool will know what a valuable resource for the young people it is. And I think that those people who are considering our future, it simply hasn't crossed their mind that our young people would not want to go anywhere else.
Okay, over to the gentleman over there, thank you.
Hi, my question's to Mike Williams and to Dave Liversidge. I'm actually from around here and I don't use this centre. I use John Carroll Leisure Centre and it's full. Most of the time I go, it's full. With the closure of this space, obviously, so we're getting more full and it will take more expansion, blah, blah, blah. So my question is, to the both of you, what areas do you live in and where do you take your families?
What areas do you live in and where do you take your families?
Which leisure centre do you take your families to?
Leisure centre.
I live outside the city. Because I live outside the city doesn't mean that I don't care about the people in the city. You know, respect that. But I use the tennis centre.
I live in Snenton on Windmill Lane. I'm a single person and I don't use leisure facilities. You can say I'm fat.
Okay, thank you. And a question from the lady in red, please.
Thank you. I've got two questions for Michael Williams. The first is whether anybody has actually looked at the current usage of this centre and whether there's physically space in other centres for people to go. Why I ask that is I play badminton here twice a week, have done for 12 years, play in the evenings because I work full time. When the roof leaked before it was repaired, there were times when we couldn't play here. And we struggled physically to find anywhere else that had available courts. So I'm not convinced that there is physically the space available in other leisure centres that people can then access if this place is closed.
What was your question, please?
My question, as I said at the beginning, was have you done an exercise to look at how this centre is used, you know, badminton courts, everything, and whether there's physically the space in other leisure centres for people to use them.
Thank you, Michael.
The second question is, it's been an incredibly short consultation process. The first people like me who used this centre regularly knew was when we saw something in the Evening Post. Can you delay the decision so that there is a proper consultation period?
My colleagues involved in the sports service have looked very carefully at the patterns of usage, both of swimming and dry side sports activities, and tried to project that against what is a changing situation across the city, because you know, badminton clubs will meet in a number of different locations. Now, in making a comment earlier to, in a relation to the point that Matt made, there are a number of centres that have been closed in recent times for refurbishment and improvement. And John Carroll Leisure Centre is one of those, and obviously popularity has increased. But the other element of that, within that sort of part of the city, is that the Knoll Street Leisure Centre, which is the lowest used and the most subsidised leisure centre, that centre will be replaced with new facilities which will be part of the City Academy site quite close to Mansfield Road. So all the time the pattern of facilities is changing, but we're working towards increasing them so that we've got a good mix. But sometimes that level of provision is going to be less while facilities are closed for refurbishment and improvement.
We're going to take one last question from the lady in the purple trousers. He hasn't answered the question, which was delaying the consultation. Thank you. And then we'll take one last question from the lady in the purple trousers.
Well, the decision about whether or not to extend the consultation will be a decision for the Executive Board when they meet.
In order for the Executive Board to make that decision, I would ask people write to Dave Trimble and write to John Collins on that, and I'll be certainly, as East councillors, myself, Emma, across there, have been continually talking before and during this consultation about what we can do about the centre. There's two issues: what we can do about this building, and what you can do about facilities in the east of the city. And there needs to be some time to actually work those out. And I think people need to be telling Dave Trimble, who's the portfolio holder, and John Collins, who's the leader, with that point.
Okay, thank you to the lady with the purple trousers. Mine are more comments that I want to make. I feel that, like everyone said about the consultation period, that it hasn't been properly done. There needs to be a delay. I feel that it's a token gesture. The County Council's policies are meant to be on openness, partnership, working with the community. But I believe everyone's already made up their mind about the closure. So it's a token gesture, and it's an insult to the people in the community. Secondly, you cannot take away a service and not provide something in its place. That's outrageous. Thirdly, the reality of young people being expected to go to different areas is a reality in terms of their personal safety, gun crime, and all of the rest. And I don't think people are taking that on board. The other that matters, as far as I'm concerned, is what is meant to be being built in its place here. What's the motivation to this being knocked down? I'm not happy about this at all, as are many other people.
Have you got a question, please?
Like I said at the beginning, mine are more comments that I want to be registered. What is the motivation behind this? Has there been proper an assessment of usage and basically, the bottom line is you shouldn't be taking the service away and not providing something in its place. That's
Thank
the bottom
you.
Line.
Thank you.